Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Greg Romero Wilson. It's going to be a great show today. We're waiting for McCorkle to come on, and we're waiting for – we have Hector Lombard coming later today. Hector really wants to come on the show. So
now, didn't he win recently in, like, bare knuckle or something?
He did. Yes, he won in bare knuckle, and then he – some guy came into the cage or the ring, and then he, like, cracked him in the face. He, like, punched the guy three times who approached him. So he actually
I was going to say, this sounds like a dream come true.
It was for him. So he beat Joe Riggs, and then he knocked out the guy afterwards. Well, he didn't knock him out. He knocked him back. Some big dude got in his face. And Hector was just like, pow, pow, pow. I think he was trying
to... I was going to say, I think that's got to be the hardest part about being one of these total badasses, is that when people see you out in public, they're like, this is my shot at the title.
Well, it was actually in the ring. It was in the ring. The guy.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they have to live with this all the time. You know what I mean? Like, guy just finished a fight, and another guy steps in and is like, fight me. It's like, I just fucking fought this motherfucker. Like, no, that's like if we finished doing the show, and then somebody just walked up to us with a mic and was like, all right, do 6 more minutes. You know, and you're like, I just finished an hour. What the fuck? Get the fucking mic out of my face. Well, like, Hector, nobody does that to us.
There are some guys that are good to, like, step in and, like, cut a promo, kind of. But that's not Hector Lombard. That's not the guy you want.
Yeah, that is not the guy. He is not the guy. Exactly for him. He just got – he's like, wait a minute. I get to hit you in the face for free? Fuck yeah.
Hector, like, I feel like some guys should have been, like, Vikings. I mean, he's doing obviously fine now, but, like, if this was Viking time or, like –
oh, absolutely, absolutely. He would have been a national treasure. They would have been throwing women at him by the dozen. I mean, we would have sent him to fight the warriors from other countries to settle disputes, you know? I mean, same with Don Fry. We would be like, Don, go defend us against the Russian. You know what I mean? Like, these guys would have been national treasures if we lived in a different time.
He's in bed. He's in bed right now smoking a cigar.
That's the man. That's who it is. There he is. So, the man, the myth, the legend. Did somebody shout him out? Because I saw your text.
Yeah, during the UFC event, there was like two guys were on the ground hitting each other in the face. And then Joe Rogan was like, man, that reminds me of this is like Don Fry Takayama. And then Daniel Cormier was like, man, Don Fry, man, have you talked to him? Hey, man, that guy's crazy, but like a fun way. And then Rogan was like, yeah, I had him on my podcast. I love that guy. So Don Fry, did you hear that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I hear you now, Bertner. Thank you.
No, did you
that
hear Rogan?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was awesome.
I'm trying to think. That was in the prelims. I know which fight it – oh, no, it was in the Burns-Thompson fight.
Yeah.
It was in the Burns-Thompson fight, which was, you know, a surprisingly good fight, actually.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into all the fights. So, but,
yeah, one of the few. Yeah, my daughter texted me. My daughter texted me and said, OMG, Rogan gave you a shout-out.
You should have been like, I was just on his show for like 3 hours, darling.
Yeah.
So,
well, she don't believe me, you know. Everything can be verified, you know.
Yeah, well, there's no missing that verification. There was big shout-out for the legend, Don Fry.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I was in Vegas last week doing shows. It was like full capacity. Nothing better than full capacity.
Nothing better.
It was unbelievable. And then a lot of fighters came. Sean O'Malley came. What's his name? Came. the kid, the who am I thinking of? Ben Askren's son, Chase Hooper. Chase Hooper came, who's like basically Sean O'Malley. If like there were brothers, one kid went one way, went the other way. Almost like they're like twins, where O'Malley was the evil twin, and Chase Hooper was the kid that went to school. Big dude, by the way. I don't know how tall Chase Hooper was. And he's a pretty, and he got a really pretty girlfriend, her fiance. He's getting married. He's only 21. His fiance is 20. And I gave him a shout out from the show. I'm like, Chase Hooper's here. You know, Chase is so serious about fighting. He refrained from sex for 21 years. I said during his last fight, his girl told him she would give him a handy if like he won. I just kept going on about it, right? Which is pretty. I go, listen, no matter how bad the show goes, my stand up can't be worse than yours. But Hooper was a good sport. Hooper was a good sport, and you know he's kind of an awkward kid. Like you don't really know where you're at with him. So was O'Malley. They're very serious kids, or like not kids. I mean they're men, but they're very like kind of socially awkward. But like so you don't really know where you're at with them.
I would say O'Malley's a dude, and Hooper's a boy. That's where I would put the. I don't think you want to really make it. Don Fry's a man.
I don't think it.
Always have been.
Yeah. Somebody said when Don Fry's around and people and Don Fry farts, other people apologize. That's what somebody said.
That's good stuff, right there, buddy.
They sniff it like on South Park. You know when the Prius drivers. Would fart in the champagne glass.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
I forgot all about that one, Don. That was a classic.
And then a couple porn stars came to my show. This girl, Kayla. You know Kayla Page?
I think so. I believe so. I believe I've jerked to her. Yes.
So she's an old friend of mine, and like she came to the show, and she was having a hard time, I guess, going through some relationship stuff. So she comes in. And we're sitting there, it's me, Steve from the UFC, a bunch of friends afterwards, we're having drinks. And Kayla told me, like, back in the podcast a long time ago, her mom did cocaine out of Mick Fleetwood's asshole, like, back in the day.
Okay, all right, okay.
And then her dad got arrested, like, and her dad got a, how much cocaine, is that what you said, Don?
Her mom did what?
It did cocaine. Is there a better place you can get Wi-Fi, Don? Anywhere in the house that has better Wi-Fi?
No, my dog. No, Quinn was playing with a plastic bottle and making a lot of noise. So it's her fault.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah, just like every other week.
I love it. Other people blame their farts on the dog. Don blames his Wi-Fi on the dog.
So I was saying, so Kayla Page, her father did, so her father went to jail for like killing somebody with brass knuckles, and her mom did cocaine out of Mick Fleetwood's asshole, right? And we're sitting there at dinner, and she's like, I don't know why my life is so full of drama. And I'm like, well, we should probably start there, which is like, someone's like, that's like the starter pack. I'm like, when your mom did cocaine out of Mick Fleetwood's asshole, and So Hector Lombard just joined us. Hector, how are you?
I don't see myself.
I can't see you either. Hold on, let me see. this is like, we're talking about like back in the
day. There he is.
Here's Hector.
Yo, what's going on? I'm very happy.
What's going on?
Motherfucker.
Hector Lombard's here.
Baby, what kind of car did you steal? What kind of car did you steal?
That's Don Fry, by the way. Don Fry, Hector Lombard.
Oh, Don Fry's a legend. That motherfucker, I used to watch him fight. That fucking badass motherfucker.
He's the greatest.
How you doing?
He's doing good.
How you doing, sir?
How are you
What's
doing?
What's happening?
Good. So Hector Lombard, I was explaining to Greg, Hector was fighting Joe Riggs. It was a crazy fight. You were winning. You hit him. And it was a legal punch that got into his eye. It wasn't an eye poke. It was a legal punch to stop him. But it did seem like you were holding his shorts when you did. Is that just from judo, from holding the gi? Did you forget a little bit where you were? And you kind of, like, what happened there?
Are you talking shit?
No, I'm not talking shit. But
The punch was very legal.
Yeah, the punch was legal.
And the TKO was very right.
TKO was right.
You want to continue fight? Yeah. And you can't continue fight.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Now, were his shorts, were they falling down? Are you trying to hold them up? Is that what happened? You were trying to keep the guy?
No idea. All I know is I'm the champion, baby. All I know is I pulled that fire out of my ass. I fought with pneumonia.
You had pneumonia?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. That sucks. Why did you fight with pneumonia?
Because I'm fucking crazy. And I need the money. And I needed to fucking, you know, get that fight. Because, you know, it's a lifetime opportunity. And I pull it off out of my ass. Hey, what's going on, that legend right there?
Oh,
he's fucking a ciggy.
Oh, yeah. He loves them cigars, baby.
Now, Hector, after the fight, somebody walked into the cage or to the ring and challenged him.
Wait. A clown. Clown walked
Sean
into the cage.
O'Malley?
No, it wasn't Sean O'Malley.
It was a bigger clown.
Yeah.
A huge clown.
Yeah, a huge clown walks in, and right away, and normally, Don, when somebody goes in there, it's like Hector just punched a guy in the face like three times, boom, boom, boom.
Self-defense, baby, self-defense. It's one of the beauties of this country that you came allowed to be self-defense.
Self-defense, right? Of course.
Self-defense, right? Right. And we were talking about that too. We were like, that's just you're handing Hector Love. Lombard a gift when you go in there.
You can't even tell in the video. You can't even watch in the video when I'm kind of like a puma arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And they keep pursuing to invade my space.
Now, the guy's name is Lorenzo Hunt.
Fucking.
Okay, so now.
fucking.
He's showing away. Hey, that man, you go in the fucking ring.
That motherfucker.
You go in the ring. You're open season.
Love with my dick.
That's right. That's exactly right. He put himself in the ring. It's open fucking season.
Now, who is this guy, and why did he jump in the ring with you?
He's obsessed with my dick. and like, all he know is you check his Instagram account. It's my other page. I got it. Oh, another page. His page.
Yeah, so this guy's obsessed with your dick. Now,
I'm obsessed with my dick. you know, it is what it is. You got some weird people around.
That's what it is.
Now, wait, right? are you guys the same weight class? It seems a lot bigger than you, this guy.
Who gives a fuck? Listen, the beauty about me is that I can care less about no man, no size. George Bandit knows that. And,
yeah.
Oh, man, this guy. Can we take a picture of this guy? This guy's fucking legend.
Now, Hector, I heard a story about somebody that tried to, like, fight you in your gym, and you chased him out with a bow and arrow. What happened at the gym?
Listen, I'm always loaded with guns. I got guns. I got knife. I'm always got shit. I born in Cuba, and I used to do the same in Cuba. I would catch you. I will use something to do it. And I've always been fighting since I was a little kid because I grew up in the street by myself. My dad kicked me out of my house when I was 10 years old. And all I knew, it was beating people up because that's what my dad did to me before I left home because he kicked me out of my house. But all I knew was violence.
Right.
So you see me with my beautiful face. I've been nice, but I'm always been fighting.
Yeah. But where do you even get a bow and arrow?
I have bows, I have guns, I got every single little shit that you can ever imagine. I have it.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the fights over the weekend because good to have you. I want to have Don Fry. What did you think of the Conor McGregor fight?
I thought Conor showed what a piece of white trash he is, And I'm a Conor McGregor fan. He shot himself in the foot, man.
Boom.
Hector, what do you think?
Hey, listen, I'm a huge fan of Dunk. He doesn't know that, but I'm gonna tell him right now. I'm a huge fan. My favorite fight was when they grabbed each other's neck and beat the shit out of each other. That shit was like one of my favorite highlights we will ever.
Yes, that's true.
Takayama fight.
Now, do you think they should run this fight back? Because listen,
no.
I kind of do, because even though Dustin Poirier won, and whether he I still want to see what would have happened in the second round, the third round, the fourth. It wasn't that conclusive that he would have dominated.
It was. You're crazy. He was beating Conor's ass, and then that was just the end of it. And Conor doesn't deserve another fight. Dustin needs to tell him to go fuck. He won the rubber match. He wins the trilogy. Conor doesn't deserve another fight. Dustin's the true champ, and he's the one that's going to be the legend.
But listen. At the end of the day, it's all about money. It couldn't be better. And I want to tell you, because you know I'm predicting shit.
Yes.
I got to tell you, because I'm predicting shit like I always do.
Yep.
When it comes to politics, fights.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call it, I'm always predicting shit.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like I told you, like fucking Joe Biden is the worst fucking president ever. He knows that.
Yep.
At the end of the day, the owners of this country, the real owners of this country, I won't tell you who are. Not the Jews.
Who?
The real owners of this country, not the queen. The real owners, okay? Put the guy in there. Put a clown in there to tell you we do whatever the fuck we want. Now, let's forget about that, because I don't want to talk about politics. I told a lot of people that
you're the only one talking
less about politics.
All right, go on.
Back to the Conor fight.
I agree.
Listen, it couldn't be better. For the UFC to run the story back. Now, Dustin, he's going to win the title. Mind my words. And Dustin going to have a full fight with Conor McGregor for the belt.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Big money.
That's true.
And it's all about the money, baby.
But as far as Conor goes, right, when he's sitting there and he's going, your wife's in my DMs, she's a hoe, she's going to give me a lap dance tonight, I'm going to kill you in your sleep, I'm going to kill your wife in her sleep. At that point, I mean, what was he thinking? He was just a beaten man. He was desperate.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Whether you run in the country, and I'm talking about the real owners, okay? The real owners. Wait, let me finish. Ain't that yet. Right, the real owners, they do whatever the fuck they want, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because it's all about the money.
McGregor, go on.
So, yeah. Conor, he does whatever the fuck he wants because he brings money. Remember, let me refresh your mind, okay? Conor beat up an old man. Nothing happened to him. Conor attacked a boss. India, a bunch of people, fighters.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him. The list goes on.
Don, Fry, your thoughts?
He's got a point, man. He's right. Conor can jump up on the table and shit on your birthday cake, you know, and get away with it.
I mean, last night he tweeted this and then deleted it, okay? But he tweeted it. He says... He wrote, hey, guys, I don't want to associate any negativity with my foundation, so I'd like to take this chance to apologize for Dustin's wife trying to message me on Instagram. Then he says, your wife is your husband. I'm a nasty dude. I'm a dangerous man. And then today, Colby Covington writes that he's really married to Dustin's wife and that it's his kid. But why is Dustin's wife fair game? Like, what the fuck is going on? It used to be wives. And
but I will say this. She made herself part of the conversation because she did message him. And if she hadn't, she wouldn't be part of the conversation if she hadn't done that. She should have just stayed out of it.
Right. I think he was messaging.
Hey, listen, these clowns. The way let me explain you how these clowns work.
Yeah.
Let me explain you how these clowns work. It's all about being relevant.
Explain to
it. Doesn't matter if you're attacking your boss. It doesn't really matter if you're attacking an old man. It doesn't really matter if you fucking do a lap dance, you know, with the underwears, you know, full of poop. It doesn't really fucking matter. At the end of the day, they just want to be relevant. And I will tell you much, okay? I will tell you a little bit much, okay? I used to be a huge fan, and everybody at ATT at that time, they used to be against me. They're like, I got to understand. I said, like, the guy is good. The guy's got to be the champion. And then the guy is going to be another division champion. And everybody at ATT at that time was thinking that I was crazy. See, that shit happened. But now, let me go back and say this to you. I'm not a fan of Conor McGregor, period.
Yeah.
I used to be the guy's fraud, and the guy is a freaking puppet, and he's a clown, and then on top of that, he says, you know, me, when I say something, I keep my word, okay? I keep my word. I don't give a fuck. I say, like, you're a fucking puppet, you're a puppet. So, when you take a look corner, from Khabib, that he was talking about his wife and then he apologized. They was talking about a black and then he apologized. They was talking about religion and he apologized. That he always goes back and forward like a little puppet.
Yep.
So for me, you are a clown.
He was also cheating. He was holding Dustin's glove and then trying to upkick him, which I didn't even think of that. It's actually a pretty good move if you're going to cheat, but Jesus, I mean, he's finding new ways to cheat this guy.
And the other thing, though, at the end of the day, Dustin has to agree to that fight. And considering Dustin's going to be fighting for a championship, and Conor is, has no ranking above five, he's going to probably slide down now to six or seven. He doesn't have to fight him. I don't think Dustin has to agree to fight him.
It couldn't be a better planet. Even if UFC put a $200 million, it couldn't be better for the UFC, because now what's gonna happen is Dustin is gonna fight Oliveira. Dustin is gonna beat Oliveira.
Oh yeah.
He's a lot stronger, he's a lot bigger than Oliveira. Yep. He's a better striker, you know, and he fights these kind of guys.
Yeah.
But what do you think would have happened if Conor hadn't broke his leg?
I think he gets his ass beat.
He would lose still.
Yeah.
He would have lost still.
He was getting pummeled when that happened. He was getting absolutely pummeled.
Yeah,
but let me go back to my point. My point is very simple, okay? Hold on a second. Let me clean the shit up. Should I try to clean this? How? Go back.
There you go. You're there.
All right. So now, let me keep it very simple for you guys to understand, okay? This couldn't be better off for Conor, because now he's going to pocket another $200 million in another fight. He's going to retire. And UFC is going to make a ton of money. Dustin is going to make a ton of money. And everybody's going to be happy, because at the end of the day, it's all about the cash.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, you make a lot of points. Now, Don, if you would have lost the way Conor lost, what would you have done? You'd have been, it wasn't my night, right?
I'd have kept my mouth shut. Yeah, then I'd have said it was my night. I'm gonna come up with a different strategy from kicking, you know.
That fucking legend right there, man. I need to take an autograph with this fucking guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
I love it, bro. This guy's a real legend for real. Listen, let me tell you something. If this motherfucker would have still fighting at this day, you know, obviously, you know, he, you know, he's a lot older than the game. But if he would have been fighting now, he would have been one of the most famous fucking motherfuckers in planet Earth.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Thank you.
He would bring it. You know, some shit's gonna happen when he was in there.
Now I gotta say, I don't know what ESPN is thinking.
Thank you.
ESPN hiring Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, Teddy Atlas, the football player guy that was doing the commentary. I don't know his name, but he's a great football player. There are so many amazing MMA fighters, guys like Don Fry. I mean, Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock, Josh Barnett. I mean, the list. Right. I mean, even current fighters. I mean,
bro, listen. Thanks to these guys, and this is something that fucking UFC and nobody talks about it because. You know, shame on them. You know, shame on these motherfuckers. They should have put every single one of these guys from Ken Shamrock, Frank Shamrock. I don't even know what the fuck was going on with Frank Shamrock. They hate him so much. It's something like me and Bellator. Like, these motherfuckers, they hate me so much, but I built that motherfucker company.
Yeah, for real.
So,
it's crazy.
I don't know why they hate me. I never spoke bad about them. Like all the fighters that do when they leave the organization, they talk so much shit. They talk so much trash. I never spoke bad about them. All I did was pull thing in the mat.
Yeah, no, you fucking, you killed
thing, pull thing on the mat. And all I get it for this fucking motherfuckers is hate. They hate me so much, I don't know why. Like if they would have fucked his wife or something.
So, but anyway. But I'm saying, like, but others, they got all these boxing commentators and basketball. Other sports don't, like, you don't see baseball, the World Series. You don't see football players doing commentary. I don't understand why in MMA we have two boxing commentators. Not Teddy Atlas and Max Kellerman are great at boxing. Stephen A. Smith is great at basketball. But why don't they have MMA guys? I don't want to hear Max Kellerman and Teddy Atlas.
They're racist.
Fuck, is it talk about?
hold on. Let me get out of my talk. Hold on. Wait.
You know what we should do? You know what we got to do, man? Is we got to start doing an alternate Zoom broadcast with the crew here, with Don Fry, with Hector Lombard, and have them do the live commentary to the fights that other people can Zoom into and hear the real talk.
I mean, they have two guys that have never ever taken a jiu-jitsu class. Talking about the effectiveness of a guillotine. I'm like, what is the blowing up? I'm like, I don't have, and then Joe Rogan's going, I 100% disagree with these guys. Like, you shouldn't have Joe Rogan saying, I 1,000% disagree with the two guys on ESPN.
Well, wait, I'm a big Teddy Atlas fan. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Teddy. So, you know, he can do no wrong in my book.
But it comes
and,
to boxing.
That guy's trained, yeah. But he's been punched in the face, and he's taught people how to punch in the face. There's a difference, and that basketball player, that's bullshit. I mean, that guy's never been punched in the goddamn face, you know, by a real puncher. You know, yeah. Maybe he got a little smacking contest over, you know. In the men's restroom at a nightclub or something, but you know, he's never been in a real fight.
But I mean, their commentary was basically McGregor pulled a guillotine because he knew he wasn't going to win standing. I'm like, he pulled a guillotine because it was in front of him and he thought he can get it. I don't think he just gave up. It wasn't the fifth round. He was going for broke. I'm like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? And there's so many better, Helen, there are so many better guys. I'd rather hear Hector Lombard's analysis any day of the week than any of those ESPN guys. All of them combined. It makes no sense.
I think what you're seeing there is also ESPN has never really embraced UFC. And so they don't really have the people on staff that they should the analysts to appropriately address it. And that's the problem. They've always treated the UFC like it's a secondary bullshit sport, and they need to fucking come around.
Hector?
Yeah, they don't.
Hey, I'm there.
They don't want to hire the proper analyst.
They don't. Exactly. They don't. They want to sit there and they're like, oh, we have this guy and we've got this guy already. And it's like, but these guys aren't MMA analysts, and they just have never really invested in MMA. They've never really wanted to recognize it.
Well, like you said, it should be Hector and myself up there, you know, sharing our expertise.
Absolutely.
We've done it. We've been in there. I mean, 1,000%. You're not going to put Hector and I, you're not going to have Hector and I commentate a basketball game, are you?
No, I mean, that would be hilarious. But
I was going to say, actually, I would love to hear that.
I think it would last three quarters, one quarter.
I think that you'd be like, that's not how you throw an elbow, you fucking pussy.
I bet all these guys voted for Biden. These fucking guys voted for Joe Biden. It shows they're all fucking walking down there. They're not running.
Bunch of damn commies.
I think Hector left. I know he had a girl that was hugging him at one point. And then I'm pretty sure.
I see that.
I don't know where Sean McCorkle.
Bummer.
McCorkle said he's not going to be here today, bro. Did you not read that?
Oh, fuck. I just saw that. Okay, so.
Yeah. Hector,
all right, so I don't know.
Yeah, doctor's appointment.
Got it.
He's got a bad case of BD.
He got it from one of those $10,000 dogs. Doesn't matter how much you pay a bitch.
I'll tell you. Hey, that was my line, damn it.
Sorry, buddy.
You think there's any point in Hector's life where he's just like chill? Or no? He's that fucking.
No, he runs at 11 the whole time, for sure.
So here's, by the way, hold on. Let me see, by the way. Here's what happened with him.
There's the video, yep.
Here's the video. Don, just so you know. So this guy comes in afterwards.
Which guy?
Lorenzo Hunt in the ring. Oh, Jesus! Hector, Lorenzo Hunt in the ring. Oh, Jesus! Hector,
yeah, that's not
Lorenzo
the guy.
Hunt in the ring. Oh, shit!
Yeah, that's
you know, the thing about that is, though, that's on them. The guy just wins. When does anybody ever want a title of something and they immediately bring in the next guy that wants to beat him? Like, he just won the title. You let him fucking walk around the ring and show the belt and fucking be the champ for two fucking minutes before you go and do that shit.
Yeah.
But the guy that he fought, Joe Riggs, the guy he fought was the guy that got him off him.
That's the guy. Was it really?
Yeah, the guy he fought was like, "Hey man, like, what the fuck, what are you doing?"
Joe Riggs was like, "No, hit me! You're supposed to hit me."
That was crazy. That was crazy. I mean, but I just look at the guys that would be great: Don Fry, Hector Lombard, Brandon Vera, Jay Penn, Mike Swick, Uriah Faber, Chad Mendez, Cub Swanson, Chris Weidman, Jess Pulver, Misha Tate, Lauren Murphy. Literally, like. And that's just like 3 minutes of me just going, who would be good at ESPN analyst, as opposed to these other guys. And you're right. As far as boxing was, Max Kellerman and Teddy Atlas are great. They're fucking great. But that's just in boxing. So get an MMA guy along with them, or two MMA guys along with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. Because, you know, boxing and fighting are completely different. You know, back in the day, we used to call boxing fighting, but it wasn't fighting. It was boxing.
Yeah.
You know? And fighting is fighting. There's a complete difference.
I don't even blame Max Kellerman, those guys. I blame whoever's making the hiring process, ESPN. It's not their fault. They're doing the best they can, but they're just not.
No. Don't give them. It's not their fault.
They're
doing the best they can. Fuck that shit. ESPN has all the fucking money in the world, and they could absolutely go out and invest in some real analysts, and they're not.
I don't blame Max Kellerman, though. The person.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't blame the person.
They never called me.
No, I blame ESPN. I don't blame the person actually being hired, is what I'm trying to say. I mean,
but also, from those guys' perspective, I mean, why would you take something you're not qualified to commentate on? Like, they should have been like, hey, you guys want to commentate on this MMA fight? They'd be like, well, no, not really. It's not really my thing. I'm a boxing guy. You need to go out and get a fucking MMA guy. They actually should have turned the gig down. That'd be like if you and I were hired to sing with a fucking cover band. We'd be like, no, I'm not a singer. I'm a fucking comedian. If you want shitty singing, I'm fine. I'll show up and take your money, but I don't want this gig. It's the same thing.
No, 1,000%.
It would be like hiring. It'd be like hiring Brandon Straub to do stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, we got one. We got one without McCorkle. Oh, the audience.
I had to pinch hit. I had to do it.
You can't. Yep, you did it. You did it. That's one good one. We're only five away from 100. We're only five away from 100. I miss Sean. I miss Sean too. What a creep that guy is. The shit he says, it's like where is his mind, man? Jesus Christ. I love that guy. All right, so that's one. We did get one good. Thank you, Don. I'll try and squeeze one in there too.
You know who Sean's role model is? Like the guy from Karate Kid 3, the bad guy. They made like $1 billion in oil. That just wants to go like fuck with somebody's karate studio because he has nothing. That's what Sean told me he would do if he had all the money in the world. He's so ridiculous. But I mean, it's great for comedy because I'm like, I'd rather watch Gastelum give a TED talk on dieting than this fucking these guys. You know, I mean, like beyond it. I'd rather watch fucking listen to Tyra Woodley's rap songs that didn't make the album. I just kept going. I was going.
I was like, and now we're going through the tweets.
Yes.
Which were good tweets. They were good tweets. They were funny ass tweets.
Dude, so by the way, before I forget, so I went to my brother's wedding over the weekend, which was like so much fun. But my sister was there. Me and my sister, you know.
You didn't warn him?
No, I did not. My sister worked, my sister's a social worker at like Rikers Island. She's doing really well. She's been doing it forever. But she had a tough life, you know. Like my sister, she's been through. Me and her both went to the same boarding school. She was went there before I did for troubled kids, and so we're talking about like at the wedding. Is this only like five people there because of COVID, and they're doing a wedding next year. They only had like immediate family, and my wife's a video of my brother and his wife cutting the cake, and my sister and I are talking. And I'm like, remember that guy that used to like live at our house when you were 13? Your boyfriend was 18. She had like some headbanger with like long hair. Just like lived in our basement, boyfriend. And she would like carve his name into her leg. I'm like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, or that other guy that like threw my bike on the train tracks. The guy that tried to like molest my sister. He like locked her in a bathroom one day. And then like Lisa got out of it because my dad came home. But so we're talking about all this, like how fucked up our childhood is. We're talking about this while the video's going. So while they're cutting the cake, about like station stories,
all these tragic stories from your childhood, while they're having like their big wedding moment, cutting the cake. Like, remember when you would cut that guy's name into your leg? Remember that?
Like, this is the commentary that's going on.
Oh my!
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, I'm going to tell that story on the podcast. Anyway.
Dude, I was in Tucson over the weekend playing at Laughs, and my first show was an utter masterpiece. My second show, which was my first show Saturday night, another fucking masterpiece. And then the third show was a complete fucking turd burger. I don't know what happened. I guess I wanted to, because it was a late show. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to do my dirty jokes. And I came out and did an anal sex joke right off the bat and lost everybody.
Really?
Oh, my God. And I basically spent the rest of the show trying to like,
Was it you or was it the crowd?
What's that?
Oh, man, you went full retard.
I did.
You went full retard. You can't go full retard. You can't go full anal first. No, never.
Yeah, never go full anal right off the bat.
Can't go anal first.
You never go anal first. You got to, exactly. You got to kiss him a little. You got to romance it before you go anal. And I tried to just hoist it.
An accident.
Exactly. I tried to just, and they were like, no. And so that effect, so the rest of it, and it just sucked because the other two shows were, if you were to tell that to the people that were at my other two shows, they wouldn't believe it was even possible.
Yeah, that the worst is when like you do a gig and like Thursday is the best show ever and it just goes downhill the rest of the week. But like Thursday is like the hot night, like night, and then you're like, oh, that happened. That used to always happen in New York. I have five shows a night and the last show was always like the the Puerto Rican show in the fucking closet of the New York Comedy Club, and it was always like
right. Oh,
they hated me, and it was like every night I would go home miserable. But Gilbert Burns, Wonder Boy. I almost feel like Wonder Boy is too nice to be a fighter. He just doesn't seem to have that like killer instinct.
And yeah, he's not a finisher. He's not a finisher.
And Gilbert Burns, but he looked great as far as defending the submissions, because Gilbert Burns a monster in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I thought Gilbert looked great. Dana said he wasn't that thrilled with the way Gilbert looked, but Wonder Boy is just so hard to look good again. Like, unless you knock him out, it's really hard to beat that guy and look good because of his style, his evasiveness. And what do you think about that fight, John?
Oh, hell, partner. It was kind of a letdown, you know? I mean, I was waiting for – I mean, they pumped him up so big. You know, you thought he's going to walk on water to get in there, and then he's going to kick his head off. And it was just – it was like a weak fart, you know? It was really sad.
It was like a –
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
was like Wonder Boy did get that one good kick up. He did get that one good kick to the head that I thought Gilbert was gonna go out for a second, but then he recovered fast, came right back at it, man, and then took him down. It was I thought Burns was gonna submit him somewhere in the second myself.
I couldn't believe how good Wonder Boy's jiu-jitsu defense was. And you know, Gilbert Burns is gonna be a problem for anybody. I think the UFC is looking at it like Colby Usman is the next fight to make, because I don't think Burns Usman is going to make that kind of money.
Not going to move the needle?
Because the first one was like, I mean, Burns looked great in the first round, but then didn't look that great again. And then got stopped in the second. Hector wants to come back on again soon.
Okay, he got a blowjob and he's back.
Is he done? Yeah.
Not today, but he wants to go back.
He's done.
Greg Hardy is a guy that I almost feel bad for some of these heavy
done.
These football players that have incredible power and are great athletes, because they always knock out the first eight guys quickly.
Right.
And then the next couple fights, they're learning on the job. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. He hurt him and he rushed in, and they always, yep. A wounded animal is what's most dangerous. You don't rush in a wounded animal. Okay? And that's exactly what happened. He got knocked out. And I was like, oh, man. You think he's done, Don?
Yeah, if he was smart. I mean, because that was, I like to say, it was an eye opener, but it was an eye closer, you know? Yeah, I mean, like you said, they get, you know, six knockouts to begin with, and then they get moved up, you know, in competition level, and they can't do it. And, you know, they don't have 10 other guys out there covering for them, you know. And when you get hit by a real heavyweight, man, that's a whole different story. It really is.
Now, before the fight, he said he wanted to box Sean Merriman or Ocho Cinco. Like, should there be just a league for athletes, you think, that want to do combat sports? I mean, obviously, Greg Hardy can compete on an MMA level.
There is. I believe it's called Triller.
Yeah. Like, I mean, would you want to watch Greg? You're a football guy.
Oh, Bellator.
Yeah.
Bellator.
I mean, Greg, would you want to watch Greg Hardy box Ocho Cinco or Sean Merriman?
No.
Why?
Because they both would suck at it. It'd be more of this fucking bullshit. More of the stunt fights. I like real fights against people who've committed their lives to a craft and are fucking amazing and go in there with all their heart.
Sean Merriman's been training 5 days a week at like legit gyms.
So is Jake Paul. I mean, it's just like, come on. I don't know. I'm not into all this stunt casting shit.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all friends of mine, but
if he wants to box, let him work his way up to the boxing ranks. Let him take a couple fights. Win a couple rounds, you know what I mean? Build up a record, get to fucking 10-1, then earn a real, do it the right way. If you really want to do it the right way.
By the way, at 1 o'clock today on Showtime is the press conference between Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. So that should be.
I've never been more glad to not have Showtime.
Oh, that's a can't miss. That's a can't miss. Oh no! Oh boy!
Exactly. What am I going to do?
All right. Sean O'Malley versus that the green hair guy, that fucking guy.
Oh my God. Listen, no, wait a minute. The UFC should be fucking ashamed of themselves for this shit. What did they do? Just look through fucking YouTubes of cafeteria fights and fucking go, oh, hey, look, that kid, he's really scrappy the way he fought that other kid in sixth period. Oh yeah, put him in there on a main card of a Conor McGregor pay-per-view fight versus a shot. What the fuck was that? I mean, I was embarrassed for the UFC.
That kid was tough as hell.
He was tough. I mean, sure, but all he did was eat punches for fucking 13 and a half minutes. That was disgusting that they put him in there like that.
He
had no muscular development. Yeah, the only thing he had was a catcher's mitt of a face. That was fucking tragic.
Yeah.
You know what? That was a hard fight for O'Malley because he couldn't put
the... No, oh, shut up. No, he was enjoying every second of it.
He looked good against because he should have... The kid took the fight on 2 weeks' notice. O'Malley was levels ahead of him. They brought him into the UFC, and the guy wouldn't go away. The guy had one hell of a chin. O'Malley's got it. Like, it was actually, like, I'm not saying it was a hard fight for him to win, but to, like, look good against. Because everyone's like, wait, why can you not finish this kid?
Dude, it was like when John Jones was enjoying it too much. That's what it was for him. He basically got to have an extended sparring session where he just got to just practice. Let me try. I want to try this. Bap, bap, bap. Ooh, I want to try it. Ooh, yeah, that one. Like, it was an embarrassment, man.
John, what are your thoughts on this?
I think he's right, man. It was a sparring session just where you met, like, Jones – like John Jones just makes shit up in there because he outclasses everybody. And, you know, O'Malley should have put this guy out. So it makes O'Malley look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but at least Jones was doing it against, like, the highest level guys. They weren't bringing in guys for
right,
Jones
to right.
do. You know, like, they just – there were –
Yeah, this is one of those, hey, we're going to run through the drive-thru of McDonald's real quick and see if we can find a challenger.
Somebody said it was like the Antifa championship.
Well, it looked like two guys got bad haircuts and Dye Jobs got in a fucking fist fight over it, you know?
Yeah, it was like the kid was like, well, I'm not going to win the fight, so I'm going to win the hair looking weird contest.
So it was weird, though, because the kid was twice out of his – he didn't stop his two out of his last three fights or two out of his last four fights. There was a line of people waiting to fight on Matt. A fucking line of them. We're already in the UFC, and I feel like they could have picked one of those guys. You know, there was a couple. There were some.
Yeah, but they're trying to rebuild. They're trying to rebuild O'Malley. You know, they had to give him a win. You know, even though he doesn't think he lost, but they had to give him a win, and that's the best they could do.
Yeah, but you take that fight and you drop that down to the bottom of the prelims. Or the prelims or whatever, but you do not put that on the main fucking card that people are paying money for.
If O'Malley comes out and does a spinning wheel kick and knocks it out in 35 seconds, all of a sudden they're going like, oh, who the fuck's this guy? And that's what they were kind of counting on, I believe. And then when it didn't happen, it was like, oh. And then people started rooting for the other guy. And then they were mad that it got stopped. But it really could have been stopped a lot earlier than that.
Really, exactly. They saved that kid's face, man. That kid looked like ground beef.
I mean, they could have stopped it. I'll tell you who was crazy. Ryan Hall, I love watching fight because I feel like someone got the UFC video game and just keeps pressing the wrong buttons and keeps going for that spinning heel hook. And you're like,
yeah. Okay.
It's like the same move over and over again. And he normally pulls it off. I mean, he's beaten, you know, Darren Elkins and really good guys. But this dude wasn't having it. Holy shit. And Ryan Hall looked like he didn't know where he was afterwards. That was crazy.
Yeah, I think that may be the exit ticket for Ryan Hall from the UFC. I think you might be seeing him in one of the other leagues next.
Well, it's only one loss. I mean, in the last four or five fights. So I don't know.
But they don't like giving him fights anyway. You say it's only one loss, but he's only had one fight in a year. I mean, they don't throw him a lot of fights because he's so weird. And then he gets his ass beat when you put him on the card. I think he's gonna find himself outside the UFC after this one.
What did you think of Ryan Hall, Don? The guy that kept over the rolling hill.
The rolling leg lock thing.
Oh fuck. I was hoping the other guy was gonna put his foot right in his balls, you know, when he roll jumped. You know, that's just ridiculous. You know, you're there to fight, not to do circus act. You know,
and you know, that's the thing, is like, that was clever, like the first couple of times he fought, but that can't be your signature move. You can't just do that every time because this is what happens. This guy prepared specifically for that move, and then he did it, and he fucking got his ass beat first round.
He was doing it while he was walking to the octagon.
Oh, it's so dumb. Well,
the other guy that was in the circus, Miguel Pereira, that guy, he's
got I like that guy a lot.
Well, because in the beginning, he was just doing circus moves. He was getting tired. He was, like, doing backflips. It was like he didn't even care about winning or losing. He just wanted to practice his flips in front of everybody. But now, I don't know what coach he got with or what team, but they're making this guy into a real competitor. When he did that, like, spinning backflip into a guard, that was insane. You see that when he did, like, a backflip into the guy's guard?
I actually rewound it and made my wife watch it. I was like, babe, you actually want to see this.
Me too.
I was like, this is fucking wild. And I had forgotten that was what this – that's who that guy was. Oh, did you? You taught him that?
I taught him this move. That's something you're going to do on your wedding night. Yeah.
That was crazy. So, Jessica I, that was a close one. Her fucking head split open. It looked like people made a lot of funny OnlyFans jokes about, like, they saw her finally swing cash and yada, yada, yada. In dark news, Don, did you know Travis Fulton?
No, I did not know the piece of shit, but I'm glad he's dead. Fuck him.
Whoa.
So Travis Fulton was a fighter who had over, like, 300 fights. He fought a lot of good guys, usually lost the guy. He usually lost the big ones. He was found with kiddie porn. Something happened with a minor. I don't know if he was trying to get it across state lines. Some shit happened. He went to jail, and he hung himself in jail the last couple days.
Good.
And it looks like he pled guilty to the child porn shit.
Yeah, so that's what
they should have revived him and let everybody in prison have a go at him before they let him die again.
I think, Don, man, you should run for president, bro. Some of these ideas, I feel like people would vote for.
I'd vote for Don Fry.
You know, came to my show over the weekend was the guy with the pink suit that asked McGregor that question, Josh Cohen. Remember the guy that said, how do you plan on winning when you haven't won since the Obama administration? Did you see that on, like, during the press conference? Yeah. Oh, so this guy. So the whole thing now is, now they're letting, like, it used to be only press can answer questions, right? Like, but now they're letting, like, I guess they're kind of easing up on, like, press pink suit guy. So this guy, let me see it. So this guy went to the conference, and the guy's a friend of Dean Thomas, and he came to my show. He's a real nice guy. He's from Florida, but he caused a lot. He was the talk of the town. Let me see if I can find it.
Before you scroll away,
what is this?
Republicans across the country are moving fast to enact massive voter suppression laws.
Let me see if I can find it.
Well, we know what he was looking at.
Connor, right here. Connor, right down here.
Hold on. So we got to share this. Do you guys see it?
Now we can, yes.
Connor, question for you. You have won exactly one fight since Barack Obama was president.
Over,
Connor, only a fighter.
Smash you with an OJ.
Over the last 6 months.
You little rabbit.
This man sends you to a place where time doesn't exist 6 months ago. We want to know, why should any...
So, yeah, so that's what happened. So that caused a lot of stir.
So the pink suit guy came to your fight?
Yeah.
Or came to your show?
But what do you think about having random, having some of these questions? I don't know about it.
That's fucking bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. These guys have trained their ass off for months to get in shape for a big fucking fight to represent your company, UFC.
Yeah.
And then you let some ass clown in there like that and fuck with his brain and interrupt it, I mean, he's lucky Conor and Poirier didn't get up and beat the shit out of him together because, this is a serious fucking time. And if it has some asshat get in there and jack off like that on the floor, that's stupid. That's an insult to the fucking fight.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, first, it's not like these guys don't have to deal with trolls online all the time. Now you're inviting the trolls live to fucking troll you at your own fucking press conference. This is the type of buffoonery that is you would expect from lesser organizations, but you should not. I mean, UFC is trying to be there, a legitimate, like WBA, like WBC, like NFL, and then they let trolls ask questions.
And that's why ESPN doesn't take him serious. That's why ESPN does not take him serious.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess the guy did.
You wouldn't get that shit.
I guess the guy did have press credentials, but I agree. I mean, it's like, there's just this a time and place, and that doesn't seem like the time or place. If somebody wants to sign up for that kind of thing, where like a comedy show where they go and you field questions for the crowd and yada yada, it's one thing. I know, but if others, it's like I know like a night with like Chael Sonnen had like a night with Chael, where he did that, or I know Bisbing's now doing a one person show. I doubt he's taking questions like that from the crowd, but I'm with you on that. I happen to like the guy, but I think that was a bad call on his part, and also on whoever was in charge of that part.
Well, on Dana's part, who let the guy in there? Who let the fucking guy in there?
Yeah, who let him on the mic? I mean, somebody. I mean, that's the thing. Not everybody got to just speak. It wasn't just a lineup. It wasn't like a city council meeting, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is a corporate event. Corporate events are very tightly controlled, especially UFC events. Very tightly controlled on who gets to attend and who gets to fucking talk on the mic. So they allowed this to happen on purpose, obviously to create some kind of buzz, but it's still, no, get the trolls out of there. Keep it legit if you want to be legit.
Well, there's a girl named, a girl named Summer Rae.
Right.
You know a girl named Summer Rae?
Name what?
A girl named Summer Rae. She's like this hot TikTok star, like Instagram influencer, yada, yada, yada. So she caused a bunch of fucking shit over the weekend. She was trending because she was, they gave her some type of thing where she was interviewing fighters for the UFC, but I don't know who she was working for. And she was like, hey guys, I went to 3 months of journalism school, money well spent or something. And now I get to do this, which of course every journalist in America was like, fuck you. I would love that.
Right. Right, but they let this ass hat in the pink suit get away with it. Come on, he pulled the same shit. He just didn't make a snotty little comment to the reporters. Fuck them guys, the fucking reporters. They're too full of themselves.
Yeah. So
it says she's a wrestler. I guess she's a professional wrestler of some sort. I don't know.
No, she's not a wrestler.
Or she was.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, she pissed off everybody at she was trending because she was like, aha, look what I got to do. And the people were like, $12,000 a year doing, but at the same time, on her defense, like life isn't fucking fair. Life isn't fair. You got to accept that shit, dude. Like, look, I've been doing comedy 23 fucking years. And there are people who had TikTok followings a year into it, headlining fucking Helium Comedy Club, an improv comedy club. And I could sit there going, this is bullshit, and they couldn't follow me. But I have to know, life isn't fucking fair. This person has a million followers.
Yeah.
They fucking won that thing. It's all about, check with me in 10 years. I'll still be in this business. I'll still be doing comedy. I don't think they will. I don't think they will. So, you know, you have to look at it as like the long game also. But anyone who
thinks she was a bad looking broad, you know, she wasn't bad looking. So here's the deal. You're upset because you're not in front of the camera. You're behind the camera. Lose 50 pounds. Get some fucking makeup on. Get a real hairstyle. You know, do something with yourselves.
I just
think Don makes a good point there. You know, it's like, you don't
have to stop thinking that life's going to be fair, because it's not. It's not fair. And once you accept the fact it's not fair, it becomes fair, to be honest, in a lot of ways.
Then you become Republican. And you work for a living. You fucking work.
So Ronda Rousey was actually impressed with McGregor. She said, "I'm amazed that as soon as you round, you were already promoting that next fight, Connor. I definitely wouldn't have had the mind to do that. The other fighters, UFC and media, are lucky to have you."
We know that.
So wait a minute. So she's not admiring his skill as a fighter. She's admiring his skill as a fucking promoter. I mean, come on. This isn't UPC. This isn't the United Promotion fucking championship. Fucking bullshit, bro.
She got knocked out and then, you know, disappeared forever. You know, fuck, she couldn't handle a loss.
Twice. I mean, yeah, Ronda, I mean, look, she also had pressure that, like, I don't think anyone's – I mean, that was unprecedented pressure on her. She was the first female fighter to ever be a superstar. And I don't know, man. That was crazy. She was
right. Well, and she also lost focus real fucking fast. So
she wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted it.
For a damn right, she wanted it.
But at the same time,
I saw her. Hey, I saw her go around saying she could beat a guy. You know that? And she believed it. Wasn't hype.
Well, it's not that she's not wrong. I mean, she could beat this guy.
She could beat a lot of guys, but yeah, you're right. She could beat Cain Velasquez or Mayweather or whoever.
Yeah, that, no.
Although in a fight, in an actual fight against Mayweather, who do you think wins? Like an actual fight. Like not saying a boxing match, a fight.
Versus Mayweather, I think she would win, because in an actual fight where you could use all the tools, she'd win because she's big. She's probably a little bigger than him.
And she knows how to break arms, and she knows how to wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. And her ground game would be, that's it.
She doesn't get past that punch. She doesn't like getting punched in the face. You got to get past that fucking punch.
That's true, too. But she can take a punch. She's taking a few punches.
But she taking a punch on Mayweather. She might get knocked out. She might just get knocked out.
What?
She might just get knocked out. Like, I mean, if Mayweather can knock out guys like Ricky Hatton and Conor McGregor, or knock him down at least.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't know. He didn't knock out Paul. Which Paul did he fight? Which one was it?
120 pounds, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard he did. He had to hold him up.
So no, that picture kind of looked like
that. Is that true?
No, it was a weird angle. It was a weird angle. So this week in Bellator, Juliana Velasquez, the girl who beat Alima McFarland, who was a champion, is fighting Denise Kellholtz. They should be hyping this girl. She's 11-0. But and Tyrell Fortune, who was a wrestling star who lost to Tim Johnson, the guy we had on, he's fighting Matt Mitrione. So that's a good fight, which no one will see.
Nobody.
No, it's not. Matt Mitrione's a wet fucking towel, a wet mop, you know? And this guy's going to take his ass down, and he's going to put him out.
Wow. Mitrione is a wet mop? I'm surprised. Yeah. That surprises me. That surprised me. I thought Mitrione was pretty good. I like Mitrione. But
he has not looked good his last couple fights, though. He's been getting beat pretty bad.
Well, I mean, there's a reason he's been sliding down, you know, through the various organizations. So,
In the UFC, this Saturday night, Islam Makhachev, who they're trying to call the next Khabib. Guys, allegedly was beating Khabib. Is better than Khabib. He hasn't lost since 2005, fighting Thiago Moises. also a badass fighter. Also won his last couple fights. This could be a good fight. This is a really, really – this is a guy, a fight fan's fight. So I'm excited about this. However,
why would you make this fight – wait, why would you make this fight so early in the career? Why wouldn't you hold it and build it up? Give both guys a couple more wins and then have them fight for the number one contender spot.
Well, one guy's 19-1, yeah. So he's no spring chicken. The other guy's 15-4. So, I mean, I hear you. I mean, he beat Drew Dober his last fight. Islam did. Thiago won 3 in a row, one of them against Michael Johnson. He also beat somebody.
Yeah, this Makhachev guy. And the last couple of fights, I've been like, okay, this is the fight that we'll see whether or not. And every time he's run through these motherfuckers. So I think he's absolutely proven that he needs to be at this level now. I think this is the next logical place for him to be. And Thiago, I mean, he's number 14. He's not the highest ranked dude. He's got 4 losses. I think this is a great opportunity for him. Although I think this Islam guy's going to run right through him.
Also, Misha Tate, by the way, she's got 2 kids. She looks fucking shredded. I mean, muscles popping everywhere. I think she looks better. Physically looks like a bodybuilder now. Is fighting Marion Renault, the Belizean bruiser, also a hottie. I think she's like 43 or 44. She's up there. She's a school teacher. This should be a good fight. Marion beat Sarah McMahon. She's beating girls like I didn't think she was gonna win, but she did. Misha's taking like 3 years off. She lost to, I believe, Raquel Pennington the last time, and she's out of it. She took some time off. She went to 1 championship, became like an ambassador over there, had 2 kids. But she's looking focused. It'd be a good fight. Who do we like in this one? Greg.
Personally, I don't understand why. I think these 2 women, like, if they had any real depth of competition in women's division, these 2 wouldn't be competing anymore. I think they just have enough name value that they just keep bringing them back up anyway. And personally, I don't think it's that great of a fight. I don't think it should be, you know. I guess Renault, I guess I would go with, but I think both of these, if there were any kind of real depth in the women's division, neither one of them would be fighting still.
Don?
Yeah, I agree with you, man, 100%. But I'll go with Raquel.
So it's Renault. And then this guy, Matheus Gamrot, who's 18-1, is fighting Jeremy Stephens. I think they're mad at Jeremy Stephens because the last time he fought Ricar, he pushed him at the weigh-ins, and the guy, like, fucked up his neck, and the fight was off because the guy had his hands behind his back. They were talking shit, and Jeremy just shoved
That's him. Right. That's right.
And the fight got fucking delayed. And now he's fighting this guy, Matheus Gamrot, who's 18-1. I think this is you know, all right, you know, you want to fuck with us, we're going to give you some fucking unknown guy who's a murderer from fucking Kazakhstan. But those are usually the guys that Jeremy knocks out, so maybe the joke's on them.
I know, 18-1, I mean, this guy's coming in hot. I kind of like him. I mean, Stevens is inconsistent. I think this Gamrot guy's got a real shot here.
Yeah, and then also on the card is D-Rod, Daniel Rodriguez, who was in jail, who has that big tattoo. He's the guy that just fucked up Mike Perry's last fight. I mean, he beat up Mike Perry so bad. Fighting guy Preston Parsons, it says 5-1 here. I don't know if that's even right. But this guy D-Rod looks like a killer, a straight fucking killer. Better than Mike Perry. So that's a good fight this week.
He was the one that pieced up Mike Perry? That was this guy?
Yeah.
Wow, I like it, man. This Preston Parsons, they're listing his record as 0-0-0. I hope that isn't true.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's crazy. No, there's no way. 0-0-0. I don't.
There's no way. It is his debut in the UFC, but he's got to have had some fights before this. Although after that last O'Malley fight, it wouldn't surprise me if this is just another guy that they got from the drive-thru. They're like, hey, you need to make $1,000, get in the car, kid. So.
And then Amanda Lemos is on the card. She's kind of a hottie, actually. Her last loss was in 2017 to our girl Leslie Smith. From Brazil, 9-1. They got to figure out a way to market some of these people. Because she's fighting a girl named, like, Montserrat Ruiz, who's also 10-1, but I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, Montserrat, yeah. No, we've seen her fight. I remember this neck tattoo. She's a pretty bad bitch. Oh, she's tiny, but she's a good fighter.
She's a wrestler. They kept going for the wrestling move against Che. But remember, she went for the head and arm every single time and hit it every time.
Yeah, she's tough. She's a little bowling ball, this one. You watch out for her. I kind of like her. I would go with her in this one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I actually know you're right. And then it got made.
Now, is she good looking or is she a bowling ball?
She looks good in like a dirty. I don't say dirty.
I was gonna say, yeah. You know, it depends on what time it is. You know, if it's 1:45.
All right, she's got a neck tattoo.
She might make the list at 1:45.
She's got a neck tattoo, and she has like fire. She's got like fire lightning bolts right above her vagina.
How
do you know that?
I mean, you could see them. I mean, they're like on her, like below her belly button, but above her vagina, kind of a thing. Not like on her, but like, it's not like you
on know. The pleasure trail. She's on the pleasure trail.
On the pleasure trail, she has lightning bolts. but they're also
is that just her way of letting you know she has? Is this her way of letting you know she has herpes in advance? Like she's like,
that's burning.
Mexican color. One's green and one's red. So it's like she's got Mexican color lightning. So
Jesus Christ.
Mexican color. I just.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think, I would smash if I was single. Absolutely. You fucking break, dude.
Again, 1:45 closing time. Gotta make a choice.
1:45 in the afternoon. Not what the fuck you're talking about, bro. Like,
no way. Oh my god. Not with the lights on. Oh, no way.
So the other guy, by the way, the guy who's fighting Jeremy Stevens has a tattoo on his chest that says Body Chief. He's from Poland. Body Chief. I'm not really sure what that even means. But Body Chief. So what else is going on? So I got announced also that Nick Diaz is fighting Robbie Lawler. I think this is a good fight for both of them. At this stage in their career, I think it's a good fight for Nick because, you know, he needs like a tune-up fight. He hasn't fought in a long time. But
see, now is a good time for your Twitter joke because your Twitter joke on this one was fantastic.
This fight's like Pamela Anderson. Like, I would do it 20 years ago. I'll do it now. I've done
that's
work.
Pretty much right. Exactly. It's like, you know what? I mean, yeah, this is, but I'd still watch it. These are two gamers and it should still be a pretty fucking good fight.
Don, did you ever bang any celebrities in your career? Hold on. Don, you're muted. No, I don't know. What is he saying? Something about my mom, probably.
Nobody.
Here comes.
Yeah. Nobody gave me the opportunity. So, you know, all the women are pretty stiff.
Wow. I would think that back in the day, you being a man's man, I bet if he's right. If UFC right now was UFC, he'd have a line of celebrities wanting to bang him.
Oh, my God. Well, and there also weren't famous women fighters back in Don's day either. You know, that's the other thing. Now he would have his choice of any of these.
But what do you think of, like, the UFC when they show, like, Travis Barker making out with Kourtney Kardashian when the camera –
Yeah, that was gross.
Like, I said now among us. Gun Kelly.
It's not like they had any advance warning. You know, I mean, those guys, they had the camera on them. I mean, what do you expect out of her? She does porn, you know? She gets a camera in front of her. She's going to flash something.
It's Kourtney Kardashian. It's not the one that made it.
It's okay. Oh, same. Done.
Who cares?
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. Who cares? Turn up the fame dial. Whatever will get us in the fucking – get us some retweets tomorrow, you know? Right. Like,
they didn't show Trump at all.
Right.
Trump, front row. Why didn't they show Trump?
I know. It's because the commies own the UFC. They're a bunch of goddamn Chinese communists own it, and they're afraid of Trump. They don't want to give him any kind of popularity. You know?
Well, that's why I thought for sure you would go, Don, because I thought once you heard that that Trump was going to be there, I thought for sure you'd be like, hitch up the horse and wagon. Oh, I thought for sure you did. Dude, that's why I was shocked when you didn't go. I was like, I thought, because I knew fucking Trump was going to be there, and I was like, oh, Don's definitely going now.
People were mad at
you. Should have told me.
People were mad at Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson saluted Trump. He gave him a big salute sign while Trump was walking in, and that was on video.
Good.
The whole thing about it.
Well, he should. He's the best president. He's the best president the United States has ever had.
You think he's better than, like, Abe Lincoln? I mean, you were there for both.
I mean, he did set the record for impeachments. So there's that one title. That's one title they'll never be able to take away from.
Well, that's right. You can't beat that.
Listen, this has been a very fun podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are awesome. Have a great week, Greg. Have a great week, Don. This Saturday, I'm going to be at the Phoenix Theater in Indianapolis, in Indiana. I'm going to see McCorkle there, actually. And then next week.
Oh, right on.
Next week, I'll be in Reno. I'm headlining the Laugh Factory in Reno. In Reno, Nevada. Where are you at, Greg? What's going on?
This weekend in Venice Beach, California here. I'll be doing the Venice Comedy Compound on Saturday night, and then Sunday night I'll be doing Chocolate Sundays over there at the Hollywood Laugh Factory.
Nice. Don?
Well, I'll be hunting for my passport to go down to Venezuela to Colombia for the bioaccelerator. Somehow my passport got stolen or I lost it or something, so I gotta get a new one or I gotta find the old one, you know. Shit, so I'm in trouble.
All right, and then you're
I hope you find it
once I get done. Yeah, once I get that done, I'll come back and I'll challenge the African Predator for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, Ngannou.
Love it. Yes,
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. Have a great week, guys.
All right, take care.